This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the roots on fire. Another big day in Trump land. Lots to talk about. Supreme Court battle with Chuck Schumer. I'll get to that in a minute. All kinds of interesting comings and goings. But first of all, the Dow soars more than 1,100 points, the second time in 3 days that it went up over 1,100 points. And the first time it was up the most in history, so I would guess, I'll look it up in the break. I would guess this is the second most in the history of the United States of America stock market. Two times in 3 days in between. It was down 700 points yesterday, but add up, I think it was up like 1290 2 days ago. So 1290 is almost 1300 and 1100. You're talking about up 2400 points and then down 7. That's still up 1700 points in 3 days. Fabulous stock market. And it's, of course, the experts are saying it's because everyone's relieved that Bernie Sanders is dead now after Super Tuesday. And I don't mean dead physically. I don't mean that Bernie's gone and in the ground. There's no daisies above Bernie. But I mean politically dead. A lot of people have given him up as dead. Well, I want to remind everybody that everyone in the whole world gave Joe Biden up for dead just a few days ago. So I guess that it's not official. You never know who's dead. You never know who comes back from the dead. But the Dow soars more than 1,100 points. The market rallies big time. Trump's market doing great again. And I wanted to mention another really interesting story. Democrats have now wasted over $1 billion on failed presidential campaigns. Here's a country that's in major financial trouble, and these guys were all wasting their money on presidential campaigns. Mayor Mike Bloomberg, $600 million wasted. Billionaire Tom Steyer, $252 million wasted. Former Mayor Pete Butthead, $75 million wasted. Kamala Harris, $38 million wasted. Andrew Yang, $34 million wasted. Amy Klobuchar, $30 million wasted. Cory Booker, $22.9 million. And Beto O'Rourke, $17 million. Kirsten Gillibrand, $14 million. The list goes on and on and on, all the way to the bottom. Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, $1.38 million. When he added up, it's over $1 billion wasted on Democrat presidential campaigns, none of whom ever had a chance to win. So I think it's a great exhibit A for how great the Trump economy is. There's so much money in the Trump economy that Democrats can waste $1 billion on campaigns. Good news. And I've got my column coming out tomorrow in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's called Super Thursday Lessons. Super Thursday Lessons. I had a Super Tuesday, and I want to share it with you. I spoke at the Nevada Republican Club this past Super Tuesday, or as Joe Biden calls it, Super Thursday. It was the biggest sellout in the club's history. It was a madhouse. Hundreds attended. Many more were turned away. It was sold out far in advance, something that has never happened before in history. The crowd was wild, enthusiastic. The atmosphere was electric. These were 50-year-old Republicans acting like they were attending a rock concert. And what was all the excitement about? Nevada's Republicans know that I am President Trump's staunchest, fiercest national media defender and champion for the state of Nevada. They know I celebrate Trump every day on radio, TV, and in newspapers, and they can't get enough. They love Trump. They're sick of the negative, biased, fake news from the mainstream media. They want to hear positive news about Trump. They want to celebrate Trump and celebrate Trump's achievements and accomplishments. So there are quite a few lessons to be learned from my experience with this sellout madhouse event. First, President Trump is the most popular politician in America. The intensity and enthusiasm has not worn off one iota after 3 years. If anything, it's the highest in history. People love Trump. This crowd cheered when I called Trump the GOAT, the greatest of all time. They want more Trump. Second, the mainstream media isn't just wrong about Trump, they're wrong about coronavirus too. If things are so bad, if this is the biggest health crisis ever, if no one wants to go out in public anymore, how could my speech attract the biggest crowd in Nevada Republican Club history? As usual, the media's wrong. They can't stop the Trump love fest or the Trump economy. Third, Democrats put Joe Biden in the driver's seat on Super Thursday, as Biden calls it. The man is way past his due date. He doesn't know where he is half the time. He thinks half the population of America was killed by guns. He mixed up his wife and sister on stage Tuesday night. He called Chris Wallace Chuck during an interview, I assume referring to Chuck Todd. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe thinks he's running against Calvin Coolidge. The man is dazed and confused. Democrats may rue the day they got what they wished for. Mike Bloomberg spent $600 million and got nothing for it. He won only American Samoa. He could have bought American Samoa for that price. He learned a lesson. A politician can't buy love. And that's why I think Democrats have made a huge mistake with Joe Biden. My experience at the Nevada Republican Club proves that Trump inspires deep love, passion, and intensity. Biden is another Bloomberg. No one gets excited for Joe. Joe doesn't inspire young voters. His rallies can be held in a phone booth. Biden's support is a mile wide and an inch thick. Biden reminds me of a crappy version of Hillary Clinton circa 2016. He's another old, corrupt establishment hack with the support of Democrat Party bosses. But the voters won't get excited. He brings nothing new to the table. He's Hillary 2.0. By the time this election is over, Democrats will be longing for what could have been with Bernie and his passionate, enthusiastic fan base. So there's my column coming out tomorrow in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I usually write it on Tuesdays, my deadline, but they extended it till today, and I wrote it this morning because I wanted to know what happened on Super Tuesday before I wrote the column. And it worked out perfectly because my event was yesterday. I got to tell everybody about that event, the biggest sellout and the earliest sellout in the history of the Nevada Republican Men's Club. Very proud that all of you feel that way about Wayne Root, and I think you feel that way about Wayne Root, not because of me. I'm going to be very humble because, as I said in this column about Donald Trump, you like me because you see me as a defender of Donald Trump. You see me as a champion of Donald Trump. Trump is the most popular politician ever. He's also the most hated ever. I get it. Those two go hand in hand. Half the people love you, half the people hate you, but it's the most intense love ever. And there just is no love for Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, let me stick my neck out on national radio and say this very strongly. There's something wrong with Joe Biden. Anybody with a brain would have to admit that. Something's wrong with Joe Biden. I think it's early onset dementia. I think he's got major mental problems. I think it could be Alzheimer's. Or maybe he's just old, and when you get old, things don't, you know, your synapses don't fire the way they do in the brain. But we all have to now demand that he is going to be the leader, right? He's going to be the leader heading into the clubhouse, into the Democrat convention. Good chance he'll get the nomination. Although it's going to be close. I'm sure it'll be nip and tuck the whole way between him and Bernie Sanders. But I don't think either one will have enough to clinch, and there will be a brokered convention, and they'll never give it to Bernie. And if he's second place, he'll have no right to demand it. So it'll be Biden. Without any question, the superdelegates will give it to Biden. And they'll think they're saving the Democrat Party. But there's a couple things here. Two gigantic question marks. Number one, man, you're going to be so upset that you ever wished for this or prayed for this, because you're going to get what you want. You're going to get Biden. And Biden is the same as Hillary, corrupt and under investigation, number one. And then number two, he's a crappy version of Hillary because he's got, in my opinion, senility. I'm saying this in a nice way. I don't know how else to say it. I believe you're looking at a senile old man. So you've got to demand, all of us have got to demand major detailed medical tests, brain tests of Joe Biden. You can't let a man run for president and run for the Democrat nomination if there's a chance he's senile or has early onset dementia or early onset Alzheimer's. You cannot allow it. And so someone's got to ask these questions. Someone's got to say it, and I'll be the first in the country. I won't be the first in the country to say Joe Biden seems senile, because I think every conservative thinks it or says it. Not too many want to say it publicly, but I think everybody says it, certainly behind his back and certainly sitting at the kitchen table and certainly in bed at night with your significant other. Everybody will honestly say this guy seems senile or dementia or Alzheimer's, but I'm going to say it publicly. We need tests. You can't allow a man to be president of the United States and have a finger on the nuclear button when he appears to be, in my opinion, senile. You can't. So I'm going to demand it. I'm going to campaign for it. I'm going to write columns about it. He's got to have major psychological and brain tests done, and he's got to release those findings to the American people. And here's how you know I'm honest. He really has been a gaffe factory his whole life, so I don't know for a fact something's wrong. It appears something's wrong, but he's been a gaffe factory forever. So maybe it's just him being him or him being the same gaffe factory, but older. So a little more, you know, synapses not firing exactly right, but not senility, short of Alzheimer's, short of dementia, short of all those things, right? So I'm willing to look. Let's see what exactly the tests show. You can't allow a guy to be the nominee. The Democrat Party is so insane with Trump derangement syndrome. They've just chosen a senile old man who's under criminal investigation over a communist. They're both bad choices, but they've chosen something that the American people have a right to know. Is he really senile? Very important. Very important. And so here's McCarthy talking. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, says Trump has a better chance of beating Joe Biden than Bernie. You heard my commentary. I agree. I thought he was going to kill Bernie, just destroy him. But I think Biden is a warmed-over Hillary Clinton reject and a hack. And no one's going to vote for him, so I think it's going to be just as easy to beat Biden. Let's see what he said. McCarthy says, I truly believe the president has a better chance of beating Biden than competition with Bernie Sanders. What do you need to take back to the House to ensure President Trump beats Biden or Sanders? Because it feels like a two-man race now. Yes, I think the president's going to win either way, said McCarthy. But with Joe Biden, there's no enthusiasm. That's just what I just said. Man, I'm either smart or Kevin McCarthy's smart. Great minds think alike. That gives real problems in the House. We only need 18 seats. We have 30 Democrats who sit in seats that President Trump carried. And that's going to grow even further. So I agree with Kevin McCarthy. There is no enthusiasm. Nobody liked Joe Biden 5 days ago. Now you're saying he's your savior. Good luck with that. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver, formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen, has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection.
Nation. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action to protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Alaroot sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT for 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist. This show is the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart. I let it fly and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old USA. In the immortal words of George Washington and John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's why every day on this show we go to war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in local radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It is the most fan-friendly show in America. I'd love to hear from you. You inspire me. You motivate me. I get my energy from you, my best ideas from you. I read every email. Contact me at any time, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And the really good emails I actually read on the air. You can call me toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Once again, WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com. All right, so I mentioned this yesterday. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that illegal aliens can be prosecuted for identity theft, a very big ruling. That's probably why Schumer was on the warpath today. And I was talking about, I think, abortion was the reason he was on the warpath. But nonetheless, that had to rattle him. A 5-4 decision, again, a divided U.S. Supreme Court, thanks to President Trump with two conservatives, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh rule that foreigners who are in America legally can be prosecuted for the crime of identity theft. Who would ever think that there'd be a debate about this? The ruling is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. Now, the court was divided because the case involved the Immigration Control and Reform Act, which says any information provided on an I-9 work form can't be used by law enforcement in any way, and that includes evidence in a criminal case. This Immigration Control Reform Act, IRCA, makes it a federal crime to lie on an I-9 work authorization form, but it limits how the false information can be used. Federal law says you can't use any of the information for law enforcement. But Supreme Court ruled if workers use the same information in tax documents, they can be charged. Good news. Good news. Now, you know, yesterday when I was at that Nevada Republican Club and got that beautiful reception, wonderful people, everybody had such a good time. They were charged up before I even got there to hear me, and then they were charged up when I was gone. They wanted to run through walls. They felt great because I'm the guy who gives you the positive news about President Trump when no one else does. So I'm going to give you some positive news when no one else does. The mainstream media was focused on Joe Biden last night and crazy Bernie last night, but the untold story is how well President Trump did in blue states. He trounced the vote totals of all past incumbents in blue, purple, and red states. Trump's 2020 press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, said Trump beat the vote totals of all past incumbents in blue Vermont. Turnout in Colorado was higher than the last three GOP primaries combined. In Maine, beating the vote totals of the past primary candidates for the last four decades. President Trump's campaign rolled out more numbers from other states such as Massachusetts, Iowa, and the numbers eclipsed what Obama received in 2012. In other words, in Iowa, when Obama was an incumbent running for re-election, he got 25,000 votes. Trump last night got 31,000 and change. In Massachusetts, Obama got 127,000 votes as an incumbent. In his primary, Trump got 229,000. In New Hampshire, Obama got 49,000. Trump got 129,000. In Oklahoma, Obama got 64,000. As an incumbent running for re-election, Trump got 273,000 last night. In Tennessee, Obama got 80,000. Trump got 384,000. In Texas, Obama got 518,000. Trump got 1,907,000. And I really gave you the same argument about New Hampshire. You know, Trump destroyed every president in the last half century that was an incumbent running for re-election in a primary. Trump is going to win this thing so big, and Joe Biden is such a big mistake. See, I said Bernie was a big mistake, and he was. I'm not going back on my word. I said that the Democrats have nothing. They've got nothing. And the two worst choices possible are Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders because he's a communist, and America doesn't vote for communism, and Joe Biden because he's a corrupt crook. And he's got senility issues, massive senility issues. Hopefully you tuned in and heard me say, we've got to get medical records from experts on senility and brainwaves regarding Joe Biden. There's something wrong with this guy, and you can't keep looking at it, staring in the face, and denying it's there. The Democrats have just nominated a guy who may have early onset dementia. I just want to check. I'm allowed to ask questions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An emergency coronavirus spending bill is headed to the Senate after quick passage by the House. The vote came after the House and Senate negotiators struck a bipartisan deal on the roughly $8 billion measure. President Trump could get the bill signed by the end of the week. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are discussing the coronavirus. Alabama Republican Congressman Mike Rogers criticizes China's response to the outbreak.
I remain concerned that Chinese officials knowingly withheld essential information from both public and international health community in the most critical stages of this outbreak.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is thanking his staff and supporters after suspending his Democratic presidential campaign. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is notching its second biggest single-day point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 1173 to close at 2791. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, Liberty Health Share, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty isn't health insurance, it's better. Liberty is a Christian health share, healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year, and this host signed up 4 years ago, and I've been with them 4 years. Liberty is the greatest. They have no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. I've saved $18,000 a year in premiums. That means I've saved $72,000 in 4 years. Can you use an extra $72,000? And when I had my kidney stone surgery last February, first time I'd ever been in a hospital or surgery in my life, $27,000 hospital bill, they paid the entire bill. I never saw the bill from either a doctor, a surgeon, or an anesthesiologist. They paid them all. 100%, I never saw them. Amazing. Like I said, it's not health insurance, it's better. You got to be crazy to hear my voice and hear this story and not at least check them out. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Mention my name, but you're a Wayne Root fan, you will be treated as a VIP. They will roll out the red carpet. Also want to mention, my TV show moves to its new time tonight, 8 o'clock West Coast time, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central on Newsmax TV, The Wayne Allyn-Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered. I repeat, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. Now you can come home from work, and you can listen to my radio show 3 hours, and then come home, make dinner, relax, and then turn on my TV show and get both TV and radio. Pretty cool. Now, I've got a guest here, Larry Greenfield, regular guest, great friend, a fellow of the Claremont Institute, a prominent wealth advisor. Hello, Larry. How are you?
Great to be in the way, in the war room.
In the war room, in the war zone. But after, I want to read you this one article, just a couple of little facts here. Democrat voters on socialism, their love of socialism, in an NBC exit poll during yesterday's Super Tuesday, or as Joe Biden would call it, Super Thursday results. And so California, Democrat voters on socialism, 54% favorable, 33% unfavorable. So a 20-point victory, 21 to be exact, for socialism in California. In North Carolina, 48-42 favorable. In Tennessee, 47-44 favorable. In Texas, Democrats, 57-37 favorable socialism. 20-point win for socialism. I mean, this is all, you know, forget Bernie, because Bernie may now not make it. Bernie may be, for now on, the underdog the whole rest of the way. It may be Biden's to win. But Bernie is symptomatic and symbolic, Larry Greenfield, of a Democratic Party that has embraced socialism.
2 points, Wayne. First, political, and then a much more deeply philosophical one, if I may. The political point is that the Democratic Party has been pulled so far left that even former Republican financial industry billionaire Michael Bloomberg came out with a tax plan 3 weeks ago.
That was worse than Obama's, right?
Yes. He wanted to end capital gains taxes.
These people are crazy.
You now pay all profit gains, capital gains, at the ordinary rate. He wanted to raise the ordinary income tax rate.
Dramatically.
Dramatically. The corporate tax rate, dramatically. He wanted to get rid of the cost basis step up.
And he's the guy that was calling Bernie a communist in the debate. Well, his ideas are beyond to the left of Obama.
If you inherit a portfolio from your parents, you get a cost basis bump up, which means the value of the asset is of the date of your parents' death, not the lower price that they paid long time ago.
And by the way, don't forget, I don't know if you noticed that Bernie had a wackadoodle idea in his financial plan. In Bernie's plan, forget about the fact he wanted to raise taxes to communist levels. Forget all that. Forget about the fact he's just crazy and he wanted to take out the exemption for Social Security where your tax only goes to like $135,000 a year. That would go all the way forever.
Correct.
So that would be insane. You double and triple people's taxes. But Bernie had a thing in his plan that said, so this is why even the high-tech companies must have hated him, the social media. If you're a young kid and you get $1 million worth of options from Facebook or Twitter, he wanted to tax you on the value of the option without you ever exercising it.
Correct. is similar to a wealth tax where you're paying even if you can't figure out your money. Maybe it's in a company. Maybe you own real estate.
Well, if you don't sell it, it's not yours. How could you pay taxes on it? It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
So tax and spend liberalism to the max now is the Democratic agenda. Okay, now the philosophical point. Where does this come from, Wayne? Where does this radicalism, this economic philosophy that now drives the left, which is now the whole Democratic Party?
It comes from where I went to school, Columbia University and Harvard and all the Ivy League schools, I think, the AGEDs.
But philosophically, what's going on is a complete breakdown in the idea that we're entitled to own what we create.
What we earn.
What we earn and our private property. They now believe that all of money and real estate is everybody's to share. And there is no more sense that we got from the Bible, by the way, and not only the Jewish but the Christian view, like Max Weber.
I like it. Larry's fired up. He sounds like Wayne Root today. I like it. I like because money gets you annoyed. I mean, your money's your business, man. So you're like fired up like Wayne Root today. I like this. It's a new Larry Greenfield.
I'm definitely fired up. I believe there is a radical agenda to destroy Judeo-Christian civilization, and part of Judeo-Christian civilization is the idea that we're partners with God. That we're entitled to create in the world. We're not just robots. We are industrious people. We focus. We have energy. We're supposed to work 6 days and rest on the seventh. And by the way, in the Bible, the Ten Commandments, just to be a little bit more rooted in the original godly vision.
Always like being rooted.
Well played, sir. Well played. We're not supposed to covet. We're not supposed to steal.
Our neighbor's things, right.
Yes. Private property is a good thing.
What about my neighbor's wife? Can I cover my neighbor's wife?
No, that's adultery.
You can't do that either.
Not that. And that's adultery. That's number six, I believe, on the ten.
But you're not supposed to covet your neighbor's wife's money either.
Exactly.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is if religious civilization collapses, which it is, by the way, a much more secular country, part of what collapses is the original concepts that we are co-creators with God. We're supposed to work. Private property is a good thing. Now, should we be charitable? Yes. Are we judged for caring for the widow, the poor, the orphan? Yes.
Well, isn't that called tithing? Is that a good thing?
Absolutely.
The more money I make, the more I give to charity.
Absolutely. And by the way, you're more spiritually in tune with the universe and more honoring of God if you are charitable. I'm in favor of all that. It doesn't mean high taxes so that the bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. or Sacramento or in, what's the capital of Nevada?
Oh, Nevada's Carson City.
Carson City. Yeah. Gets a big cut out of it.
Right.
Okay. So that's point number one. The philosophy of working, owning what you produce, caring for the world as somebody who's inspired to be moral and be charitable, all that goes out the window.
Can I mention, I want to interject and just mention that a friend of mine said that, you know, he's a big Republican, but he gives money to the DNC so he can see what they send out.
Okay.
You know, so he got there. You know, I get RNC things in the mail all the time, and they ask questions. They want to know how you feel about certain things.
Sure.
Well, the lead question for the DNC, the last one he got a few days ago, said, and I quote, "Are you willing, if you have extra rooms in your home, are you willing to rent, give them out to the homeless?" This is going to be their art. They're not just fooling around here, folks. They think that if you have like 3-bedroom house and 2 of them are empty, you owe it to society to put some homeless, lazy, bum, drunk, alcoholic, mentally ill drug addict in your extra bedroom around your children. I just want everybody to understand this.
They want to recreate where you live. There aren't enough X number of people in your neighborhood. They want to tell us how to live and where to live.
They want high-density housing in beautiful Beverly Hills streets, right.
They don't want people driving their cars anymore. Check out Democrats and cars and the automobile and the freedom the freedom it represents. They want to have a vehicle miles driven tax.
Right.
So, by the way, especially hardworking blue-collar people are the ones who drive the most.
By the way, you're such a conservative, man. You're one of my favorite conservatives, but you always drive those electric cars. What is the deal with that, Larry Greenfield?
I'm saving.
Every time I see you're an electric car.
I'm saving on gas. I spent $10 to fill.
But doesn't it bother you that liberals like electric cars just to screw with them and make their heads explode? I like my Maserati going, vroom, vroom, and wasting gas. Come on, man. Screw them.
War is on fire.
You live in California, so the problem is you need an electric car to look like you belong.
I go back and forth, and instead of spending $60 to fill the tank, it's $10
right.
for the electricity.
Okay. I do, but you do understand that what's I'm trying to think of the exact way, because I'm not exactly a scientist here, but I've always heard that the amount of electric grid that's needed to power an electric car winds up using up more waste than the actual gas you'd put in Wayne's Maserati.
Of course, we're using fossil fuels to build solar panels.
Electric grid and all that stuff.
Of course we are. Of course we are. Everything
so it's all
has,
nonsense.
Of course everything has oil in it. It's just, to me, it was saving money on all the gas that I was...
I just think it's a beautiful car, and it's the fastest freaking car in the world. So it's cool that you got it. I just wanted to point out...
Tesla, the model.
The only demerit against Larry Greenfield.
Thank you. I've been taking a lot of heat in conservative circles for that. So back to Bloomberg. He wants to get rid of the 1031 real estate exchange.
Oh, these people are all crazy. They're just crazy.
They want to punish success, initiative, innovation.
So you know what's funny? Wait, I got to make a comment.
Yes.
Bloomberg's already made his $60 billion, so it doesn't matter if taxes are 99%.
That's what they do.
Right.
They live in their mansions in Marin County or in Beverly Hills.
And they keep you from ever joining
them. They punish success and wealth creation because they've already got all their millions.
Right.
Okay. So point number one was philosophically, the left is opposed to private property and owning it and not coveting your fellows. Okay, number two, Marx comes along. And Voltaire and the Enlightenment and all these philosophers.
And don't forget Engels.
Absolutely.
Marx and Engels.
They said, not only do we not want you to have private property, but through the government we're going to enforce our visions. Now you get the real socialism,
you get
which is government
gunpoint.
Oppression.
Gunpoint.
Yes.
At the butt of a gun, exactly. And at the front of a gun. At a whatever the government chooses to come after you with. Look at our Jewish people. As soon as Hitler decided to pass a law to take the guns away from Jews, that's when they all were enslaved.
Absolutely.
That's what they came after, the Jewish people. All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, Larry Greenfield, two nice Republican Jewish boys, having a little conversation about socialism. The Jewish people are the ones who are always for socialism. Can you explain that? When we get back, we're going to talk about that.
We will.
All right, and I'm also going to mention on the way out, Washington State has had, at this point, I think there's been like six people who died, and a few people have been affected. No one's trying to downplay it, but for God's sakes, the governor there is recommending residents in Seattle work from home. Don't leave your house anymore. Hysterical liberals. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnote.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron. Abundant power.
powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, I want to know what Larry thinks about something. You were downstairs having fun and talking to all my buddies. And my question for you is, Larry, that I was up here saying that I think now I'm totally righteous and I have every right to say this because I'm open-minded. I want to see. I'm not sure. But to me, you know, my eyes can see. And Joe Biden seems senile, and I have every right to say now that he's a serious contender for president, Wayne Root is going to go on national TV tonight and say, we must demand major brain doctors give us a report on this guy. He has no right to be president if he's got mental senility, dementia problems, early onset Alzheimer's. He doesn't know where he is half the time. I think he thinks he's running against McKinley. This guy has got major problems, and so I'm going to be open-minded. Maybe he doesn't. He's always been a gaffe factory. Maybe he's just now an older gaffe factory, and there's nothing wrong with his brain. I want a doctor to tell me there's nothing wrong with his brain. He needs to be studied by a team of, what do you call a brain scientist, the brain doctor. What's the name? I know there's got to be a name for it. What is it? I don't know if that's right. Yeah. Neurologist?
Neurologist.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Neurologist?
Yeah.
All right. So he needs to be studied by a neurologist.
Absolutely. Look, we knew he was a liar from way back.
We know he's corrupt.
He was a plagiarizer, and he lied all about his academic background.
But we didn't know he was senile, and he wasn't then. So I'm saying now it's a very different issue.
So then we knew he was a gaffe factory.
Right.
But now there's a question about his mental capacity.
So we have every right to ask about the health of the guy running for president.
He'll be 79 November 20th.
Yeah.
November 20th, he'll be 79.
And he had brain surgery in his life.
In his first year of his first term, should he, which I hope he won't, be elected president, he would be 80 years old.
80 years old. That's amazing. And don't forget, he did have, I believe, an aneurysm, right? He had major brain surgery years back.
Yes, he has.
And I think I read that someone who has major brain surgery, forevermore, you have to watch very carefully. So, you know, this guy's just not there anymore. On the stage yesterday, he mixed his sister and his wife up.
I saw that, yes.
And remember, in the debate, he said, you know, 150 million Americans got killed by guns.
And by the way, they don't look anything alike.
They don't look anything alike. I saw them on the stage. I agree with you. Let me quickly mention Strauss Heart Drops, because they are the sponsor of this segment of the show. Are you in front of a mirror? Did you know in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both ears, in the earlobe. A crease in the earlobe. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than a million bottles in Canada. Now they've come to the United States. They're using this show to spread the gospel in the United States. Over the last 40 years, they've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. And what's the number one killer in America? Heart attack and stroke. And these drops do not interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee your satisfaction. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has deep creases in both ears? Wayne Allen Root. Oh, boy. I looked in the mirror. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order your Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Go look in the mirror. If you have a crease, you got to get them. Powermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops. Go get them there. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Back with Larry Greenfield. So why is it, you and I are both Jewish, what is it with the Jews and socialism? Has there ever been a country in world history that was truly, deeply socialist, where Jews were not screwed over, put in prison, assets taken away, blamed for all the problems? It seems to me Jews should hate socialism. They've never fared well under it.
Even in Israel, where kibbutz movement was socialistic, they got rid of it because the Israeli economic miracle gave the world the gifts of cancer invention and relief. And
everything. The medical thing. Everything. Israel's got the answer for everything.
So look,
including maybe the coronavirus vaccine.
Absolutely.
In the next 2 weeks,
of course. So look, Marx was the grandson of rabbis. The secular Jews are at war with the religious Jews in America. The civil war in the United States, hopefully nonviolent, although we know it's been plenty violent.
Yeah.
They shot Congressman Scalise.
Right, and we know a lot more could be coming, but okay.
Okay, so the civil war in the United States is mirrored by the civil war in Jewish life. Only about 10% of American Jews are Orthodox Jews. They're Republican.
And they're all Republican, right?
Yes.
But you and I'm not a super religious Jew at all in any way, shape, or form. I'm a secular Jew,
so
and
am
yet
I.
I'm a conservative.
So am I. So there are, thank God, Jews who think and read and know their history and love America. Okay, but why are Jews on the left, and why so increasingly on the radical left? Because they're at war. Because they're inflamed. They're upset with capitalism. And
why?
National...
They've done so well with it. Why do they have to be upset about it?
They're alienated, and they're utopian. They're alienated because they're losers, usually. Well, take a look at some of the lefties who...
Yeah, but they're college professors. They're not really losers. I mean, they're making $250,000 a year teaching one course a week.
But they'd rather be U.S. senators.
Right,
and they
right.
Feel...
They're annoyed in their job.
But even more deeply than that, they're utopian. They want to break down national identity. They want to break down militarism. They don't like Israel with the IDF. Jews with guns, that's not what they believe in.
But don't you think I'm going to throw one in here? I'm going to throw a wrench in here. I think the main reason when I meet liberal Jews, they're all guilt-ridden that they've been successful their whole lives and had nice mommies and daddies and have had pretty much a nice existence forever, at least middle class. And they look at blacks, and they look at Latinos, they look at illegal immigrants, and they're just so guilt-ridden that these people don't have what I've always had, and they just feel guilty about it. I think that's the main reason.
Right, and instead of the solution being self-reliance and success and innovation, which helped the Jews succeed, they actually are racist because they believe the blacks and Hispanics can't make it.
Right, exactly. All right, listen, you hear the music, we're going to run. Normally it's over. I've never had any guest in the history of the show on three segments. I'm going to make you the first guest ever on for three segments.
Love it.
When we get back, more with Larry Greenfield, because we didn't get to a lot of other topics I wanted to get to, and I wanted to listen to my commentary about Super Tuesday, or as Joe Biden calls it, Super Thursday.
Indeed.
So when we get back, more with Wayne Root and Larry Greenfield. We'll be right back. 2Jew Crew, that's our new rap name.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin
and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
That mine has.